Colours are all around us, and according to Philippa Merivale from Colour for Power, they're subtly influencing our lives.
Colour, like everything else, is an energy, so it's a kind of moving wavelength. There's nothing passive about colour. It's actually affecting us all the time. So, you know, if you sit for a very long time in a blue room, you could start to feel quite chilly, but you'll also feel a lot calmer than if you're in a bright orange room where you're going to get kind of zizzed up, party time, you know. So I think the thing to bear in mind is that colour is actually light, which is energy, which is moving. And so even when we're not aware of it, there is a level at which it's interacting with us all the time. Like anything else, though, the more conscious you get of it, the more aware you become of the way it's interacting with you, then you can kind of start to use it and make friends with it. And then it really becomes quite fun because you become much more aware of the colours that you need to wear and the colours that work best for you and your surroundings, not because of the surroundings, but because of you. And how things like kitchens are a good place to have quite appetizing, quite stimulating kinds of colours. And how bedrooms, for instance, and the colour of your sheets and so on, that's a good idea to go to quieter, probably pastels, and to generally choose vibrations, literally wavelengths, frequencies that calm you down rather than stimulate you to get going.
Now, how can I work out then which colour is right for me?
That is down to your choice. Then that's what's beautiful about colour, because it really is very empowering. It gives everybody's choices back to them. And that includes when you get onto health as well, health and healing and so on. But the fun thing is when you start to discover what colours mean, you see, because anybody who comes along to me for a reading, what I do is I get them to choose colours. And then quite simply, they've chosen. Now, my job's simple. All I've got to do is tell them why they've chosen those and what they mean. It's mind-blowing all the same, but you know, that's the thing. It's very much about personal choice.
Now, presumably this must change over time, because if I think about colours that I used to be attracted to, they're very different from the colours I'm attracted to now.
Yes, that's true. Take somebody, for instance, who all their life has wanted blue and stayed with blue. It might not surprise you to discover that that's a very conservative person, because that's an aspect of the blue character. People who are changing or growing a lot will change their colours faster. But even, I think even when you've found that your choices have changed a lot, there are certain colours that are kind of more related to the core of who you are than other colours. And so although superficially our colours change, and indeed as we develop and grow, of course, we change. So yes, our choices do change. But it's like the hard core, the nucleus, often resonates more with certain frequencies than with others.
Now, why would it be that we'd all have these different kind of nuclei of colour within us? Why are we not fundamentally all aiming for the same place?
According to the philosophy that I believe in, I would put it down to soul choices. I'd put it down to karmic kind of things. I'd put it down to certain issues that we've chosen to work through in a lifetime, certain experiences that we've decided we would like to enjoy. You know, really, we're talking soul choices here.
And how handy would it be for me to be able to work out what other people's colour choices would be? Would that be a good thing to know about somebody?
Not necessarily. What I mean to say is that it could be quite invasive. A bit like finding out anything else about somebody, you want to know that it's okay with them. I don't mean that our colour choices are hugely private, but it's a bit like having somebody else's chart read astrologically. You wouldn't want to do that without their permission. Because, yes, at an intimate level, colours are very revealing. But in relationships, it's wonderful to understand each other's colours. In fact, one of the books I've written is very much geared towards that aspect of things, because it can be huge fun when you look at two people's colours together, or family colours together, to see how the colours get on with each other, what, you know, what the strengths are and what the mutual support is and what also the mutual rubbing up stuff is going to be all about.
By understanding somebody else's colour, though, am I likely to be able to communicate with them more clearly?
I think definitely, yes, no question about that. Supposing you're a very blue person, which means that you're quite private and self-sufficient and you like to be quiet, you like to read books, you like to think about things, and you find yourself with an orange person, you're very attracted to that orange person. For instance, when I say an orange person, I mean somebody who is very drawn towards orange. You're very attracted to that, let's say, because that person quite obviously has certain things that you lack. This is somebody who's much more social than you are. This is somebody who loves to go to parties, loves to dance, loves to be active. And so there's a level at which you're very attracted to that. But then as you get to know each other more, then there can be difficulties, like this person maybe is more needy than you realised she'd be or he would be, and constantly wants to be out and doing and listening to the radio and having the television blaring and people coming and going, when you actually need much more time of contemplation, silence, privacy, whatever. So that once you understand more about who that person is and where they're coming from, colour literally shows you where a person is coming from. You know, in business, they say that the most important thing in negotiation is to understand where the other person is coming from. Colour is an extraordinary tool for giving you that information.
That's Philippa Merivale.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.